Feel the energy running through this place today? Yes. That experience of anointing the chaplains is always such an incredibly moving experience for me. And to feel that energy that is moving in and through, and you've got an incredible bunch of chaplains here. You can be very, very proud of them, no doubt about it. Well, as you have heard, this month is about possibilities. And you have your affirmation for the month that you can use to take you on through there. And today I'd like to share with you some thoughts about possibilities and prosperity. And I know we're running a little bit late on the time, and since it violates my commitment as a Southern boy, I will not be speaking fast. You will just have to listen fast to figure that one out. Now, to give you a definition of possibility, just a quick one. A possibility is a thing that may happen or be the case. A thing that may happen or may be the case. That's the simplest thing of possibility I could find. Some of the synonyms are chance, likelihood, probability, prospect, hope, and goes on from there. So we know that possibility is like an open door for us. And I thought it'd be really interesting to connect that with prosperity. Now, one quote from Charles Fillmore I wanted to share says, "Substance exists in the realm of ideas and is power when handled by one who is familiar with its characteristics. The ideas of divine mind are contained potentially in substance. All things exist as ideas. These ideas are manifested only as man becomes conscious of them. Divine ideas are man's inheritance, and they are pregnant with possibility." And actually, I'll be doing a sermon in 2 weeks about pregnant with possibility. We'll look into that a little deeper. I had a long thing from Charles Fillmore I was going to read, but I think I won't. Let me just get to the rest of it, what was inspired by the reading. I'd like to share with you another pathway to prosperity. 6 simple steps to prosperity. The first one is answering this question. Are you willing to give? We found that, in particularly in Charles Fillmore's teaching, that giving and receiving is not all of prosperity, but it's a very important part of prosperity, of experiencing God as our source. So let's take a look at giving and receiving. And the first step is that question again. Are you willing to give? Now, before you grab your wallet to protect it, I am not talking about giving an amount. I'm not talking about to whom you are giving or when you are giving. I'm talking about the simple principle of giving, of taking something that is in your possession and sharing it with another person, with an organization, somehow giving that away. That simple fact. Are you willing to give? You might just say, oh yeah, of course I am. Well, think about it for a moment before you answer so quickly. Are you really willing to give? Are you giving as an outflow of who and what you are? Or are you giving because it's expected of you or required of you? Are you giving because you feel guilty? Giving because you feel ashamed? There are all kinds of reasons to give, but it's really important to come back and look again. Are you willing to give? It's whatever giving you do, a free exercise of your will, a deliberate choice to give, and to share what you have with the world that is around you. That's a question I invite you to ponder seriously, because it's very important. I fully believe that the degree to which you are willing to give is the degree to which you are able to receive. Now let me say that again. The degree that you are willing to give is the same degree to which you are able to receive. If you can imagine your hands as the vessel of what you have to give, if you have your hands like this, how much are you going to give? A little bit, and that's okay. That's your willingness. But that is also how much you can receive. It's only that much. If you're willing to give this much, how much are you going to receive? How much can you receive? This much. So this matter of giving and receiving is really important, particularly giving. We've been told, you know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I think this is why that is said, Because giving, the degree to which you are willing to give, determines the capacity that you can receive. So I invite you to dwell on that a bit this week about your willingness to receive. Not so much on what you're giving or why you're giving or where you're giving, but that simple fact, are you willing? Is it a free flowing from within you as you give? Now the second question is this, second step, which is the question, can you give joyfully? Can you give joyfully? When you think about yourself giving, whatever the context is, can you see yourself doing that joyfully? I would suspect that on occasion, rarely in Unity, I'm sure, but on occasion our ushers have seen someone's face when they're putting their money in the basket when it comes by, and their face doesn't reflect joy. Hopefully they've never seen anybody the way I've seen people in the grocery store. You know, the clerk says, $165. Write the check, tear it out and give it to them, or plunk the money down. That's not the way we're talking about giving. We're talking about giving with joy. Can you give with joy? That's another question for you to ponder this week. Seriously, are you willing to give, and can you give with joy? Does that energy follow what you give? One of the reasons, at least from my viewpoint, is that we ask you to hold your gift in your hands before we take the offering up is because you want to bless it. You want to put your energy in that money so that it follows it everywhere it goes. I often have this, someone told me it was silly, but that's all right. It's fun for me. I imagine somebody in the bank picking up your check and going, "Woo, wow, there's stuff in here. This is just a check, but I feel something here," because your energy follows it. But blessing follows it. Everything that's done with the money that you give here, and it goes to the bank, and then it goes out all over the place. Everywhere it goes, it carries the charge that you place in it. It carries the blessing. It carries the energy that you put in that money. And if you give joyfully, what goes with that money everywhere it goes? Your joy. And if you give enthusiastically, if you give with confidence, if you give with love, all of that energy follows whatever it is you give, wherever it goes. So again, are you willing to give, and can you give joyfully? Now, third step and the third question, are you willing to receive? And someone told me one time, "Well, that's a silly thing. Yeah, I'm ready to really willing to receive. Bring it on." But the willingness is important. Are you willing to receive in the truest sense of what receiving is all about? Receiving is accepting from somewhere. And receiving is not about earning it. Now, on payday, when you've done your job and it's time to get the money, yeah, put it in my hand, yeah, that's mine, I got it. That's not the kind of receiving I'm talking about. I'm talking about with open heart. And being willing to receive, not just because it shows up, but because you're open to receiving. You remember, the degree to which you give is the degree to which you can receive. So if you feel like you're not receiving all that you really want or need, perhaps what you need to look at is not your receiving, but your giving. Are you willing to give? And that opens the door to your ability to receive. Remember, giving and receiving. And though it seems like a silly question, are you willing to receive? It's one that I would encourage you to think about seriously. Is receiving for you an action of the heart? Is receiving for you an action of gratitude, of celebration, of joy, of wonder, amazement? What I found is the more open I am to receive, the more that shows up from unexpected places. And I've learned not to be so careful saying, "Okay, my good is coming from right here. It's coming from right here. It's coming from right here." And all the while, good is coming from all over the place, but not right there. And if I'm so focused on that, and if that's the way it has to go, and I've given God clear instructions, this is the way it's coming, you just might miss something. So are you willing to receive in that open fashion and let God be in charge of that? Are you willing to receive your prosperity in all of its facets, wherever it comes from? Receive that on God's terms. The fourth question as a step toward prosperity is, Can you receive with joy? Can you receive with joy? Let me give you a good story about that. I was pastoring a little Baptist church way out in the country. It was in close to a place called Four Corners in Mississippi, where four counties came together, and three counties were wet and one was dry. Guess what happened a lot in the dry county? Yeah, a lot of bootlegging, a lot of moonshining. And I live really close to that. Matter of fact, when I went to the church, one of my deacons said, "Now, Lawrence, when you're out driving around, don't go down that road right there. Stay off of that road right there." He said, "There are moonshiners down on the end of it, and they will shoot you." I did not go on that road ever. I looked the other way when I passed it. Wasn't even thinking about it. But it's important that we are able to receive with joy. The wife of one of my deacons called me early one morning and said, "I've got jury duty and my car won't crank." And they live 15, 18 miles from town. So I jumped in my car and went over there and got my trusty jumper cables out and jumped her car off, got it started, and I went back home and she let out. Well, the next morning, about the same time as she called the other morning, she showed up with a gift for me to pay me back for jumping her car off. And it wasn't until later that I really thought about it and realized what had happened there. That gift wasn't given to me in a true expression of appreciation or gratitude. It was given to me to settle the score. So she wasn't beholden to me in any way. And it wasn't until I got to know her that I realized that this was what was going on. So it's important when we receive that we do so willingly. And we let it be what it is when it comes to us without requirements, without expectation, without demands. And accept whatever falls into our open hands and be grateful for it. And that's the fourth question. And that is, can you receive joyfully? Can you receive joyfully? The lady whose car I jumped off did not receive joyfully. She received functionally. And that receiving created a debt which she had to repay and make it slick so that she didn't owe me anything. That was not receiving with joy. That was not receiving with openness. That was not receiving with a high consciousness. Are you capable, willing to receive with joy? Is that the anticipation that you hold as you await for your goodness to show up? Is that of joy? If we're waiting to receive out of desperation, what are you going to receive? Desperate things. If you're waiting to receive out of fear, whatever you receive is going to have that odor of fear about it. So are you capable of receiving with joy? That's an important question to answer. Remember, giving and receiving are integral parts of prosperity. God is my source. There's nothing that can change that. The place of your consciousness does not change God being your source. It may change your experience of it, but it doesn't change the fact of God being our perpetual, unending source. And giving and receiving is a really big part of that. So again, are you willing to give? Can you give with joy? Are you willing to receive? Can you receive with joy? Now, two other things on this path to prosperity. This is homework. The first one is to go into this week, and I will say this to you, and I will continue to say this till everybody in the world realizes it, that this is the first day of the week. Okay, Sunday is the first day of the week, not the last day. And that makes a significant difference because how many of you say, "Oh, it's Monday"? Yeah, that happens, right? Because this is the first day of the week, and I got to get going here. What if your week starts here? What if your week starts with celebration and peace and love and joy? It makes a big difference in what the week's going to be if that's how it begins. So you're beginning the week today, and you're going to start your homework today for this week, right? The fifth step and your first point of homework is to give. To give. You've looked at whether you're willing to or not. You've looked at whether you can do it with joy or not. Give as the opportunity arises. And play this little game with yourself. Rather than saying, "Okay, I'm going to give here and here and here and here, and I'm going to give this much and I'm going to give this time and this place," Go out into the world. I challenge you. I dare you. Starting today, go out into the world saying, I'm ready to give. I'm willing to give. Where's the opportunity? Be careful what you say. I've always said, when you say yes to Spirit, you best have your seatbelt fastened. And if you go from here honestly, truly saying, I am willing to give, and where's the opportunity, there will be opportunities. Now, unfortunately, most people think when you say giving, they think about money. And money is one thing you can give. It's a solidified, it's congealed energy. That's my favorite way of talking about money. It's congealed energy, and we exchange it for things. We can exchange energy. We can exchange ideas. You can give all kinds of things. We have a program in Unity called the 4T program. It's the tithing of time, talent, and treasure. So there may be an opportunity that arises out of the blue for you to give your time in some way to bless someone. It may be that you have opportunity to give part of your treasure in such a way that would be a blessing to others. Or it may be that you give your talent, your skill, offer it in some way to help someone else. But give. Leave here. I am ready for the opportunities to give. And watch what happens and smile while it happens. The sixth step toward prosperity here is to leave from here and receive. You leave here giving with a willingness that is wide open, and you are then capable of receiving wide open from the universe all kinds of things. Just as you may create opportunity to bless someone else, there's some people out there looking for the opportunity to bless you. You've heard the old thing about what goes around comes around? If you go out into the world scattering blessing everywhere, guess what's going to come back to you? Blessing. If you go out giving with joy, what's going to happen? You're going to receive with joy. This is a path to prosperity, to the experience of living in the abundance of God. Letting Spirit be your source of all things. And acknowledging that. There may be vehicles through which it comes to you, but God is the source. And it is never ending and never diminishing. It can't wear out. And you don't earn it. It's yours. But you must be open to it. You must make a decision to be willing to give and willing to receive. And then we find ourselves living in the midst of prosperity. Does that sound pretty good? It did to me. That's the definite possibility. God bless you.
Well, here we are at offering time. So if some of you are really perplexed about where to give, we can help you with that. Now would be the time. But in all seriousness, we do thank you for everything you give here. We have so many volunteers who do all of the fun things around here with fellowship time and our ministry leaders. We have so many of you who give time. We have so many of you who give talent. And we certainly thank you for your financial giving. Obviously, that's important to maintain this facility and our staff and our programs. So in the chair backs, we haven't announced this in a while, we have the little green giving cards. Some of you give online or give on a monthly basis. You're welcome to pull one of these cards out of the chair back and hold that and feel your energy going into that and then put it in the offering plate as your blessing. If you are not on our mailing list and would like to receive information, we invite you to put your giving in a white envelope and be sure to put your name and email on that. So we just thank you for all of those many ways that you give. And now let us bless our giving together with a grateful heart. We acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today we let go of any concern of lack and allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. An ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it, and it multiplies itself around us, and so it is. Amen.
So this next song, I know some of you are going to know if you've taken the prosperity classes here at Unity of Pompano. It's a little thing called the Prosperity Chant by Karen Drucker. So we encourage you to sing along, and we just want to prepare yourselves because we're about to get funky here at Unity of Pompano. All right.